Overpromise and Overdeliver. The Secrets of Unshakable Customer Loyalty. Author, Rick Barrera. In the overcrowded world of goods, products, and services, it's far from an easy task to have your commodity stand out as the leader of the pack. In the marketplace today, everything is better. All foods taste better, all cars drive better, and all technologies are wired to work better. But somehow, in the sea of flooded advertising and marketing, some companies do come out of nowhere to become leaders of their expertise field. Contrary to traditional reasoning, they do not achieve that goal of being number one through costly advertising and phenomenal budgets, but rather through the methodology of overpromise and overdeliver. Touchpoints. A promise is a word of oath and a serious commitment that we undertake. The overpromise is the voice that rises above all the rest and echoes out the radical promise or promises that your commodity provides. The over-delivery is delivering to your customers even more than they expected. The promises made for products are coined as brand promises. Once the brand promise is made, a grander step is taken to analyze and use, efficiently, the moments of interaction that occur between the customers and the product. These interactions are known as touch points, and it is using these touch points that separate the men from the boys in the marketplace. Touch points are composed of three different, yet interrelated categories. Product touchpoints, where the customers interact with the products, not only buying, but also using and handling as well. System touchpoints, when the customers deal with the systems and processes such as websites, invoices, etc. Human touchpoint, when the customers interact with the company's people. When a company gets this whole act together, then and only then can they be ready to overpromise, get the potential customer, keep that customer, and make sure he comes back. How? Through word-of-mouth advertising, which is one of the most effective techniques of marketing. Now, let's get into a deeper meaning of what all this means and what steps to follow by dividing this methodology into two parts, that of the overpromise and that of the overdeliver. Part 1. Overpromise. Defining a brand. Most people tend to define brand as the mark or logo or slogan used to give a product a name and protect it from pirates. Branding also means the intangible sum of a product's attributes, its name, packaging and price, its history, its reputation, and the way it's advertised. In addition to that, a brand can represent the deep-rooted emotional needs and social status desires of customers. Metaphorically, the brand doesn't belong to the owner of the product, but actually belongs to the customer. When customers create the brand by expressing the host of qualities they expect to have in a brand, the company owns and creates the vision. Smart business people ask their customers what they want in their brand. Minimal differences between brands are not appreciated by customers. For a brand to be truly unique, it needs a knockout promise. Radical promises. Radical promises are not promises that are so overwhelming that they can't be kept, nor are they to be promises that are so vague and weak. The promise must be clear not only in the mind of the creator of the promise, but also for all those who work in the company. Each person must know the objective of the promise in order to be able to enhance all the work needed to be done at the various touchpoints. A true brand promise should describe what the product or service will do for your target audience, how it is different from competing offers, and why a potential customer should buy it. Here are some seemingly simple, but not so simple things that each product owner should consider when thinking about their brand promise. 1. What is the vision of your company? 2. What is your product's or service's single, most important attribute? 3. Why your customers buy your product and why they don't? 4. Ask non-customers why they don't buy your product. 5. What emotions do customers feel when they use your product? 6. What effect does your company's reputation have on its brand promise? 7. If your brand were a person, how would you describe them? How would you describe your competitors in the same light? 8. How do employees perceive your brand? Making a unique brand promise. As stated before, a brand promise can be small or big as long as it's unique. Your ultimate goal should be to spot that empty competitive space and fill in the gap with a radically different offer that your competitors would find difficult to tackle. In a word, the overpromise. What are customers missing in their life? Companies need to know what do customers want now and should hypothesize on what they want in the future. In business, customs and standard assumptions must be taken apart to be analyzed in order to find new doors to open up for the overpromise. New brand potential. It's not good enough to know everything about your product. You must also know its potentials. There's always room for improvement on your brand, and your own rivals are also constantly looking at familiar materials with a new eye. Focus on new groups. Your current target group is the audience that you have developed everything around, from design to marketing. Focusing on new potential groups can definitely turn all your well-laid plans upside down, but new groups can also achieve success for your company farther than expected. Brand marketing. Sometimes the problems lie in the presentation and not in the brand at all. This also calls for a fresh new look at marketing techniques your company is using. In many cases, you might have to alter the marketing approach to go hand in hand with the overpromise. Now that the overpromise has been made, you must make sure that it's aligned with the touch points. Part 2. Overdeliver. Optimizing products' touch points. This is where and when your product's phase is decided. It's right then and there that customers decide if they like your product or does it leave a lot to be desired. The primary factor in buying is when the customer actually handles, buys, uses, and disposes the product. Optimizing system touch points. This touch point is any time a customer has contact with the company without any direct interaction with the product or company staff. Optimizing human touch points. Who needs it and who doesn't? Google, the powerhouse search engine, delivers its promise to find anything on the net within an 0.2-second search, has virtually no human touch point within its structure. They don't need it as a comparison to the business of hospitality. For instance, the Ritz-Carlton hotel chain that has a staff of 500 based in the Paris Ritz to serve only 106 rooms, 56 suites, and 11 apartments, and where each employee is not even entitled to think, "That's not my job." The final goal of the whole concept of overpromise and overdeliver is to make sure that your touch points are all aligned with the unique brand promise.